by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program, Rise and Shine. Let's start the program with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا.
اور جو اچھی زمین ہے اس کا سبزہ اللہ کے حکم سے نکلتا ہے اور جو خراب ہے اس میں نہیں نکلتا مگر تھوڑا بمشکل.
كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون.
ہم یوں ہی طرح طرح سے آیتیں بیان کرتے ہیں ان کے لیے جو احسان مانے.
لقد ارسلنا نوحا الى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من اله غيره.
بے شک ہم نے نوح کو اس کی قوم کی طرف بھیجا تو اس نے کہا اے میری قوم اللہ کو پوجو اس کے سوا تمہارا کوئی معبود نہیں.
انی اخاف علیکم عذاب یوم عظیم.
بے شک مجھے تم پر بڑے دن کے عذاب کا ڈر ہے.
قال الملأ من قومه انا لنراك فی ضلال مبین.
اس کی قوم کے سردار بولے بے شک ہم تمہیں کھلی گمراہی میں دیکھتے ہیں.
قال یا قوم لیس بی ضلالۃ ولکنی رسول من رب العالمین.
کہا اے میری قوم مجھ میں گمراہی کچھ نہیں میں تو رب العالمین کا رسول ہوں.
ابلغکم رسالات ربی وانصح لکم واعلم من اللہ ما لا تعلمون.
تمہیں اپنے رب کی رسالتیں پہنچاتا اور تمہارا بھلا چاہتا اور میں اللہ کی طرف سے وہ علم رکھتا ہوں جو تم نہیں رکھتے.
اوعجبتم ان جاءکم ذکر من ربکم علی رجل منکم لینذرکم ولتتقوا ولعلکم ترحمون.
اور کیا تمہیں اس کا اچمبا یعنی تعجب ہوا کہ تمہارے پاس تمہارے رب کی طرف سے ایک نصیحت آئی تم میں کہ ایک مرد کی معرفت کہ وہ تمہیں ڈرائے اور تم ڈرو اور کہیں تم پر رحم ہو.
فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَنجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا.
تو انہوں نے اسے جھٹلایا تو ہم نے اسے اور جو اس کے ساتھ کشتی میں تھے نجات دی اور اپنی آیتیں جھٹلانے والوں کو ڈبو دیا.
انہم کانوا قوما عمین.
بے شک وہ اندھا گرو تھا.
وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ.
اور عاد کی طرف ان کی برادری سے ہود کو بھیجا کہا اے میری قوم اللہ کی بندگی کرو، اس کے سوا تمہارا کوئی معبود نہیں۔
افلا تتقون،
تو کیا تمہیں ڈر نہیں؟
قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين۔
اس کی قوم کے سردار بولے، بے شک ہم تمہیں بے وقوف سمجھتے ہیں اور بے شک ہم تمہیں جھوٹوں میں گمان کرتے ہیں۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ یو نو ارلی مارننگ اینڈ یو لسن ٹو دا قرآن اینڈ یو ریڈ دا قرآن، نو ڈاؤٹ اٹ برنگس سو مچ پیس اینڈ ہیپینس ان یور ہارٹ، اینڈ دس از دا بیوٹی آف دا قرآن۔ دس قرآن ہیز سو مینی بینیفٹس اینڈ بلیسنگس فار اس۔ سو مائی ڈیئر اسلام بردرز اینڈ ویورز آف مدنی چینل، یو نو اف وی ویک اپ ان دا مارننگ اینڈ وی ڈونٹ آف ریڈ آور قرآن، وی ڈونٹ آف اس آف صلاۃ الفجر، دین وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو سم تھنگ سیریسلی۔ یو نو لائک جسٹ سم ون، ون سم ون از ایل، ہیل گو ٹو دا ہاسپٹل، ہیل گو ٹو دا ڈاکٹر اینڈ ہیل گیٹ از ہم سیلف چیکڈ آؤٹ۔ وائی؟ دیئر سم رانگ with me. We need to get ourselves checked out. If there is a problem, we can't wake up for Fajr Salah, we can't offer read our Quran, then obviously we need to do something, you know, immediately, or else what's going to happen? This disease is going to keep us killing inside. So I hope inshallah azza wa jal that the Quran has given us that uplift early in the morning, and inshallah azza wa jal it'll give us blessings during the day as well. Now so let's listen to one of the beautiful kalam inshallah azza wa jal and get our mood uplifted even further as well. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔
مہمان مدینے والے دا، 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 مہمان مدینے والے دا۔ کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا، ہوندا اے کرم خوشبختا تے سلطان مدینے والے دا۔ کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا، ہوندا اے کرم خوشبختا تے سلطان مدینے والے دا۔
بلبل نو سار چمن دی اے، وچھڑے نو تاں ملن دی اے۔ بلبل نو سار چمن دی اے، وچھڑے نو تاں ملن دی اے۔ دل والے دل وچ رکھ دے نے، دل والے دل وچ رکھ دے نے ارمان مدینے والے دا۔
کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا، ہوندا اے کرم خوشبختا دے سلطان مدینے والے دا۔
سرکار دے منن والے دی تاریخ گواہی دیندی اے، سرکار دے منن والے دی تاریخ گواہی دیندی اے۔ کردا اے حکومت دنیا تے، کردا اے حکومت دنیا تے دربان مدینے والے دا۔
کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا، ہوندا اے کرم خوشبختا دے سلطان مدینے والے دا۔
سہنے دے مسافر چلے نے، چلے سہنے دے ولے نے، سہنے دے مسافر چلے نے، چلے سہنے دے ولے نے۔ سہنے دیا یادوں پلے نے، سہنے دیا یادوں پلے نے سامان مدینے والے دا۔
کوئی قسمت والا بندا اے مہمان مدینے والے دا، ہوندا اے کرم خوشبختا تے سلطان مدینے والے دا۔
سینے وچ یاد مدینے دی بلا تے نام محمد دا، سینے وچ یاد مدینے ادیب اللہ تے نام محمد دا میرے تے ظہوری ڈاڈا اے میرے تے ظہوری ڈاڈا اے احسان مدینے والے دا
کوئی قسمت والا بندا نہیں مہمان مدینے والے دا ہوندا اے کرم خوش بختا دے سلطان مدینے والے دا کوئی قسمت والا بندا نہیں مہمان مدینے والے دا ہوندا اے کرم خوش بختا دے سلطان مدینے والے دا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ویری بیوٹیفل کلام لفٹس یو ماشاء اللہ عز و جل ان دی مارننگ. مے اللہ تعالی گیو اس آل دی ابیلٹی ٹو الحمدللہ گو اینڈ سی دی بیوٹیفل سٹیز آف مدینہ اگین اینڈ اگین. بٹ ٹو بی آنیسٹ ود یو, یو نو وین ایور یو ہیئر اے کلام ان پریز آف دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, اینڈ اسپیشلی یو نو اف اٹس ٹو ڈو ود دی بیوٹیفل سٹی آف مدینہ, it brings their memories back again, doesn't it? It brings their memories back, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal ushaq cry, you know, whenever they remember the beautiful city of Medina. May Allah ta'ala make it easy, and may Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to visit the beautiful cities of Makkah and Medina again, inshallah azza wa jal. جی پیارے اسلام بھائی, الحمدللہ عز و جل ایوری ڈے وی آلسو ہیو اے ڈفرنٹ ٹاپک دا وی ٹاک اباؤٹ, اینڈ ٹو ڈیز ٹاپک از اے ہیپی میرج. You know, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, as the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, and we hear from the scholars that, you know, marriage, nikah is half of your religion. Now, when a person does nikah, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal, he marries, what is the reason? How can you make this marriage a successful marriage? Let's look at the marriages of the sahaba ikram, the awliya ikram, these great saints of Allah azza wa jal, how they lived a happy life. And inshallah azza so what we as Muslims, as their followers, what we can learn from their marriage as well. The famous marriage, you know, between Hazrat Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and all the azwaj, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt, you know, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, when he was married, it was for a reason, and that reason was how we should be behaving towards especially our women folk, and how we should behave as a husband towards our wives, and if you are the wife, then towards your husband. Now, what are the secrets of a happy marriage? Sadly, we live in a time, we live in an era that so many marriages are breaking up. You know, especially when it was the pandemic, people were sat at home. And, you know, it's like a joke. People say, you know, I was at home and I just could not leave at home. I wanted to go out. What is the reason why, if a man is working outside, what is the reason that he cannot stay at home with his wife, with his children? And if it's the wife, why can she not stay at home with the husband? What is the problem? Let's address these issues, let's address these problems, and also how can we make a marriage a happy marriage as well. Remember, the first thing to a happy marriage is, like the awliya ikram, the ulama, they say that the first thing is that we need to choose a good wife. For who? For our children. Yes, that's the first right of a child, that you choose the right mother for them. Yeah, so who is going to be the mother? You know, who is this woman going to be? In the same way, the woman needs to think to herself, who is the father of the child going to be? We need to really, really sit down and think about it. This is where the whole family situation comes in. This is where you will sit with your parents, you will sit with your brothers and sisters, those who are married, and they will give you advice. Nowadays, we want to do everything our own. I used to go to, you know, to college with this girl or this boy, and I want to marry her, or I want to marry him. At that time, what is it that we've got in our minds? You know, maybe it's only the looks that we are looking at. Yeah, for a man, don't just go towards the looks. Yeah, looks is one of the reasons, but that is not the main reason of marriage. The main reason of marriage is iman. What about her practicing life? Is she a practicing Muslim? If she is not, a practicing Muslim, if she does not offer her salah, if she is not, you know, right at home, she doesn't be kind to her parents, then how, when you bring that woman to your house, how are you going to make things meet? Yeah, how are you going to live a life with someone who was not kind to her own parents? Well, I'm talking about vice versa. So if I'm talking about the wife, then the wife should think about their husbands as well. You know, choose a person, not just because he's got a lot of money, he's going to drive me around in big cars, I'm going to go into a massive bungalow, I'm going to be living in a mansion. These are not just the only things that we look into a marriage. Let's, because we're going to be focusing on a happy marriage. How can we live a happy marriage? The first thing, since Islam is a way of life and not just a religion. Yeah, Islam is not just a religion that five times a day we offer our salah. Yeah, and then in the month of Ramadan we fast and we try to do. No, Islam is a way of life. And Islam is such a way of life that the frame of reference shared by the couple eases communication. When you get married, you know, it eases, you know, it makes a person, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, settle down as well. Do things at home, you know, care for one another, look out for one another, you know, look at one another's problems, try to, you know, resolve them problems rather than making more issues out of things. Try to resolve them problems, try to sit down, inshallah, azza wa jal, that will also increase your faith as well. And the second thing is forgiving. Now, I think that this is one of the most important parts of a happy and successful marriage life, when you forgive your other partner. You forgive your wife, you forgive your husband. Yeah, why? Because if he's done something wrong or if she's done something wrong, then what is going to happen? If you have that habit of forgiving and forgetting, inshallah, azza wa jal, this will be a very, very important thing. One of the main components of a happy marriage is that the spouses are able to forgive. They do not hold grudges. If someone has done something wrong, yeah, don't hold a grudge inside your heart. Now, you know, she's done this, I'm not going to forgive her, you know, and you hold that grudge inside your heart throughout your life, that's going to have a detrimental effect on your own life, on your own health, and it's going to be affecting your family and your house. Just imagine if you are married and you've got children, and, you know, these kind of things, there's something happens in the house, and you make that intention, right, that's it. I'm not going to forgive her. I'm not going to forgive him. Therefore, and you know, you don't talk to one another, it's going to have a negative effect on the children. And sadly, we see this day in and day out, where children are the ones who will be suffering in a breakdown marriage. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, forgiving. Let's look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much was he forgiving? He used to forgive his enemies. Are we not going to forgive those people who we loved, and especially those people who we chose to stay with all our lives? Small little, you know, matters, you know, we try to, you know, blow them up into massive, you know, we think that, you know, the world's ending. Yeah, she's done this, she said this to me, she spent this money without my consent, she's done this, she's done that, she goes to her parents a lot too often, she talks behind my back. You know, if these things are worrying you, if these things are bothering you, what you need to do is you need to sit down, have a one-to-one, you're adults now, yeah, have a one-to-one and try to resolve what the problem is, rather than living in a house where children are and living a double life where you are happy with your children. You might be smiling with them, but as soon as your wife or if it's the wife, the husband walks in, yeah, we're different people. Don't live a double life. You know, don't live a life that, you know, you are happy with one group and you're not happy with the other. Try to forgive anything that is happening. Look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those people who were his enemies, those people who were after the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened their arms to them as well. And alhamdulillah, so many of them entered into Islam. Just remember that incident of Fatah Makkah, when Makkah was conquered. Do you remember what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did to the enemies of Islam? Yes, he forgave them. And he says that, look, I forgive all of you. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, when he forgave them, the Quran is a witness to this, that many, many people entered into Islam and alhamdulillah accepted Islam. Why? Because of the good nature, good character, and the forgiving element, the forgiving character of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And it says that the challenge is not to dwell on it or lay blame, but to move or pass on it. Yeah, so the challenge is not that, you know, if she's done something or he's done something, the challenge is not, I'm going to go to the depth of this, I'm going to find out what's happened. Yeah, the more you find out, the more you go into it, the more dirt that's going to come out. So therefore, just pour a carpet over it and start fresh as well. If we expect Allah Ta'ala to forgive us, we need to forgive others as well. You know, just imagine when we offer our salah, Ya Allah, forgive me. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Ya Allah, forgive my mistakes. Ya Allah, I have done this. Please forgive me. And on the other hand, we're not ready to forgive anyone. So why would Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us? I'm not saying that He wouldn't, but why would someone, you know, if we talk about a person, and I'm not willing to forgive any person, then why would someone forgive me? So therefore, the number one thing I think for a happy marriage is to forgive and forget. When we constantly remind our spouses of all the times they let us down or hurt us, we have not truly forgiven. Yeah, sometimes what happens when we say forgive and forget? Now, forget means that you totally remove it from your mind. Few years down the line, yeah, do you remember you did this to me as well? That's not forgetting. You know, if we don't forget that, then what is going to happen is things are going to start up again. War is going to happen again. So once you forgive and forget, that is what you need to do. Walk away from it. Forget it. You know, clear your memory from your mind. Inshallah, don't talk about it anymore. Allah Ta'ala will give blessing in your family. The other one is forbearance. Sabr, patience is the most useful tool to have in a managing a healthy lifestyle. Have sabr as well. You know, if your wife is angry and she hasn't cooked the food that you wanted, or she has done something that you didn't want her to do, or vice versa, your husband has said something, you know, he's hurt your feeling. What we need to do is we need to do sabr. If you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and surely by time humans are at loss, except, you know, Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, in Surah Al-Asr, surely by time humans are at loss, except those who believe and do righteous deeds and console each other and to the truth and console each other to sabr. Well, Asr, a very famous surah. We all know that surah. What is that surah teaching us? That surah is teaching us about sabr, about consoling each other to do good and bad. So these are just a few tips, and I've got many more of as well, inshallah, that I need to talk about. But just at this moment in time, forgiving and forgetting are the most important gifts that we could learn. And inshallah, if we can just master this, that whatever happens at home, inshallah, I will try to forgive and I will forget them and I will move on. Please make dua for them as well, and make dua for everyone who is married and everyone especially who's going through a really bad time. Maybe you who's watching, yeah, it might be yourself that you're going through a very bad patch in your life. It might be that your husband is very cruel to you. It might be your husband that is causing a problem. Or you might be the husband and your wife is causing you the problem. Please listen and have sabr and move on. Do it for the family. You know, do it for the sake of the family as well. And if things are really, really hard, try talking to someone. Try talking to the local imam sahab. Try talking to the elders in the family. I'm sure they will be able to help you. Inshallah, Azawajal, we're going to be discussing further in this, inshallah, Azawajal. But now, inshallah, Azawajal, we're going to go towards a very important part of our program, which is every day, alhamdulillah, we have a daily reminder. So let's see what today's daily reminder is going to be. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The great Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an was extremely brave, possessing unshakable firmness in faith and the highest extent of piety, taqwa. He would refrain from worldly pleasures and would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. One day, he was tending to his animals when his son Umar bin Sa'ad arrived and asked, "Oh beloved father, you are here tending your camels and goats when people are discussing issues of the caliphate." Hearing this, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an lovingly struck his hand against the chest of his son and said, "Uskut, be quiet. I heard the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stating, Allah indeed loves a servant who is righteous, independent and hidden." Respected viewers of Madani Shal, these are three beautiful qualities a believer, a mu'min should possess. This was guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and narrated by Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an. What are those beautiful qualities which have been mentioned, that one should be righteous, one should have taqwa, piety within one's personality, and one should be independent, one should not rely on others, depend on others. And further is that a person should remain hidden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to adopt all these three mentioned qualities by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, a very beautiful reminder, my Muballigh Dawat Islami, and Alhamdulillah Azawajal. You know, these are the sort of reminders that we need every day. We might have a reminder on our watch to pay the bill, to do this, yeah? But these reminders are our important reminders, that reminders of our duty towards our Rabb Azawajal, a duty towards our beloved Allah Azawajal, and our beautiful deen as well. These are the sort of reminders that we need to be having in our phones, inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla. Viewers of Madani Channel, yes, you are watching Rise and Shine, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Today we're discussing, and you can see the title on top of the page, A Happy Marriage. You know, how can you make a marriage a successful thing? Sadly, if we come to the statistics, yeah, the statistics are that every year the divorce rate in Islamic marriages are going up. I was sat with a Mufti Sahib in one of the Darul Iftar. And it's not a Darul Iftar run by Dawat Islami, but it was a private Darul Iftar that Mufti Sahib, mashallah, a great scholar of mashallah of deen. And we were sat there, and most of the phone calls that were coming were to do with talaq, were to do with the divorce. You know, I gave divorce to my wife, my husband, you know, has given me divorce, I want divorce from my husband. And Mufti Sahib says that the majority of the time, you know, he only sits there for 3 hours every day, Monday to Friday. And the amount of calls that he gets, you know, regarding divorce is unanimous. It's amazing how people, you know, with even little things, and even Mufti Sahib, he says that I've got to counsel them. And I sometimes talk to these people that what on earth are you doing? You know, over little, stupid little things, you know, they're destroying their own families. And remember, this is not just a man and a woman that breaks up. These might be two families that are breaking up. These might be two tribes that are breaking up. And even, you know, sometimes if you go to a bigger level, it might be two countries that will be splitting apart. So we need to be really, really careful as what we do and what decisions we do. Remember, the final decision relies on what you are doing. Another very important thing of a happy marriage is being flexible. Being flexible, many people unnecessarily make themselves miserable because they are unwilling to bend a little. Yeah, we don't want to bend anything. You know, this has happened, that, look at it again, lakir ke faqir, that's it, I've written that, I've written it down, nothing is going to change. Don't do that. One of the great muballighs of Dawat Islami, mashallah, I sat with him a while ago, and he says, always keep your car in neutral. You might have to move forward, you might have to move back. So always keep yourself neutral, in a neutral gear. Even if you have to move forward, you maybe sometimes have to bend a bit. So make yourself flexible. Don't be like an iron rod and say, right, nothing's going to happen. You know, what I have said, that's it. But bilkul, you know, nothing's going to change. What I have said is what is going to be the final decision. Don't ever be in a situation like that. Always be flexible. You know, you might have to change things like that. As they say, you might have to just start to, you know, as they say, don't call a spade a spade. I know some people who, I call a spade a spade. Yeah, a spade is called a spade, yeah, but it could be called a belcha as well. It could be called many things. So don't make yourself, yes, where you need to make a decision, where you need to be firm, you have to, yeah. But where it comes to, you know, to do with the relationship, then you need to look at the pros and the cons. Don't always think that I have made the right decision. Make sure you involve people. Make sure you're in a situation where, you know, you can bend flexible as well. You know, we should not expect our spouses to be extensions. They are their own slaves with personalities. You know, they've got personalities as well. Your wife is, ma'azallah, not your slave. You did not marry your wife so that you bring a slave to your house. You know, if you've got children, then she's the mother of your children. Yes, you know, she needs to be obedient to you. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. Ya Allah Ta'ala has made you the leader of the house. But don't be, you know, be a good leader, be a just ruler. And remember, on the day of judgment, we will be asked about every one of them. Your children, your wife, you will be asked about them as well. And it says, we must respect their right to be themselves as long as it does not compromise the religion, the deen. Being inflexible and not accommodating for individual differences leads to a very stressful and tense home atmosphere. Yeah, not, you know, understanding the other person's point of view, not understanding the other person's personality, you're going to make things difficult at home. Yeah, like I said, you know, my husband and wife stay in our home, not talking to each other, you know, not even wanting to look at each other, what's going to happen? Things are going to get worse and worse and worse. So please be flexible. You know, if you have to move slightly, then be in a mood that you can move slightly as well. Friendship. Another point to have a good marriage is to have friendship. The aspect of marriage has three components. First is to develop a friendship with your spouse. The relationship based on friendship is more able to withstand outside pressures. You know, we honor, trust, respect, accept, and care for our friends. You know, our friends outside. Today, this is another problem that we're having. And this problem is that we're good with our friends. We're pally-pally with our friends. Janab, oh, I'll give you my life. Man, you know, we're going out. Oh, I'll pay for the food. And if family rings up and says, Dad, can we order a pizza? What? Pizza? No way. You're not going to spend £5. You've just spent so much money on your friends. Yeah, why are you not able to spend them on your own family? And remember, spending on your own family is a form of charity as well. It's sadaqah, giving to your family and your friend. That doesn't mean that you get the family together, put them in the car, right, we're going to a restaurant to eat. No, I don't mean that. Personally, I don't like going to restaurants. But if there are restaurants that are, you know, different facilities, I'm not even talking about the fatwa regarding that, but what you need to understand is have a good friendship with your family, have a friendship with your children, have a friendship with your wife, but don't let that friendship become, you know, a pally-pally friendship where, you know, they say that they start walking all over you, they take advantage of you. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah beautifully Subhanallah, he beautifully, he says, have a friendship such a home, or be a person. Don't be too sweet that people eat you, and don't be too sour that people spit you out. You know, if you eat something sour, you spit it out, don't you? And you know, when you have something sweet, you can swallow it. Be in the middle. That everyone, you know, your family, you should be approachable. Your children, whenever they need you, they can come straight to dad, they can come straight to mom and ask you any questions they want. If they've got a problem in their lives, they should be able to come and approach you. Be an approachable person if you are the husband, because I'm addressing this especially to the husband. Why? Because you are the leader of the house. You are the one that is the king of this kingdom, our home. Yeah, make sure that you are fair with the children. Make sure you are fair with the wife as well. So if anything wrong happens, make sure you take them on board as well. Every day, alhamdulillah, we have a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to this beautiful hadith and we'll come back again inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we will be listening to a very important hadith about the reward of upbringing daughters and sisters. It is the blessed saying of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the one who brings up three daughters or sisters in such a way that he teaches them etiquettes and treats them with kindness to the extent that they become independent, meaning which they become adult, get married or become wealthy. The reward is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, Allah makes paradise wajib for them. Upon hearing this, the holy companions ridwanullahi ta'ala alaihim ajma'in asked, what if someone brings up two girls? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, same is the reward for him as well. Even to the extent that if people would have asked about the one girl, the noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would have given the same reply. It is a point of gratitude for Islamic sisters that there was a time when their birth was considered to be a means of embarrassment and disgrace. But Islamic teachings, ayahs of the Quran, and sayings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam enlightened their importance and emphasized on understanding the fact that daughters are meant to be blessings of Allah. So they shall be appreciated. Therefore, in this very reason, that in today's turbulent era, those parents who are adorned with Islamic teachings, not only focus on bringing up their sons to become respectable people in the society, but also remain fully focused on providing their daughters with an excellent upbringing. In fact, keeping the excellence and importance of daughters in view, they consider it to be very precious asset of theirs to protect her dignity and chastity according to the golden madni pearls Islam has given them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, to be honest with you, you know, just imagine, you know, why this program Rise and Shine is an important program for ourselves is that we get everything in this program. You know, you go to a shop and you do all your shopping. All your daily shopping is done in this program. You've got the Quran, you've got the Kalam, you've got the hadith, you've got the reminder. What else do someone want in their lives? And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, may Allah Ta'ala give you all the blessings, especially for those viewers who constantly and every day watch this program, because it does, you know, give you knowledge and it gives you many other things as well. SubhanAllah, the amount of knowledge that he gained from this program was amazing. And mashallah, this is what we try to do. Every program that you see on Madani Channel, you know, one Mufti Sahib, you know, bluntly he said that Madani Channel, every minute you watch Madani Channel, you will learn something new. No doubt, Alhamdulillah, every program of Madani Channel is a beautiful program. Well, if you just joined us, yes, you are watching Rise and Shine. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our topic for today, you can see that on your screen, it says a happy marriage. And we talked about some of the things that could make our marriage a happy marriage as well. And the thing that we were talking about was friendship. The second aspect of friendship is to have good relationship with the granddad and the grandmother. So therefore, they deserve to be respected as well. Much valuable, you know, try to give them valuable time. Try to take the whole family to your in-laws, right? Children, you know, let's go to granddad and grandma's house. And if you don't have any children, then make sure that, you know, you take your wife, especially if she's come from a different city, a faraway city, where she can't visit her parents' homes. Make sure you take time out and you take your wife back home as well. That is one of the best things that you can do. And that is one of another way of a happy marriage. If you stay, you know, for example, if your wife, you know, she's from London or down south or Birmingham, and you're living in Bradford or Dewsbury, and you say, right, you're not going anywhere, nothing's going to happen, they can't come to my house and you can't go to them. This is dictatorship. This is zulm. This is dictatorship, and what you're going to be held responsible on the day of judgment. You know, she might be crying at home because she's missing her parents, her brothers and sisters, and now you are forcing her not to go back home. This isn't right. This is not a way to have a happy marriage. Every weekend, yes, you work really hard, and people say, who am I doing it for? I'm doing it for her. You're not doing it for her. You're not come off it, man. How many times, you know, are we going to repeat that? You know, sometimes people, they say, I'm doing it for my children. You're not doing it for your children. You're doing it for your own self. Yeah. Why? Because if you were doing it for your children, if you were doing it for your family, then you would give them time as well. Working 7 days a week, working, you know, long hours, coming back home when children are asleep, families asleep, you know, you'll be coming back home and they'll wake up in the morning, go to school or college, yeah, and, you know, you wake up, as soon as you wake up, you demand breakfast and you eat the breakfast and you're out again. This is not a life. You need to make a life of yourself, and especially have a good relationship with your in-laws. Make sure you ring them. Make sure when they need your help, you're always there for them. And inshallah, this is vice versa. You know, this is again for the wife. If you are the wife and you are living in a house where your husband's mom and dad are living in the same house, his brothers and sisters are living in the same house, now you need to make sure and you need to prove it that you are a good wife. You need to prove it that you are a good daughter-in-law, that you are a good sister-in-law. Yeah. If they are doing injustice, dua zulm, then talk to someone and inshallah azza wa jal, address the problems, address the issues. Inshallah azza wa jal, I don't think that, you know, your husband is very, very bad. I don't think that your mother-in-law is so bad that you can't sit down and talk to your mother-in-law. Don't give headaches to your husband. Don't be sitting at home and saying, right, let my husband come back and I'll tell you. As soon as he bichara comes back from a 12-hour shift, he comes back home, he's shattered. All he wants to do is have somewhere to eat, read his namaz and sleep, because he's going to wake up early for work as well. And then as soon as he comes back home, do you know what your mama said to me? Do you know what all this? Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? Things are going to get worse. So first important thing is that try to make a good relationship with your in-laws. If they've done something wrong, let bygones be bygones. We learn that forgive and forget. Yeah, they might be old. They might not understand what they are doing. Yeah, but that does not mean that if they are old, it doesn't care. Some people say, I don't care if they're old. They should know better. You know, they should know better. But if they don't, that doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. You know, we need to make sure that, you know, we forgive and we forget. The third aspect of the friendship is to choose good friends. And if your friends are coming to your house, especially when they come to your house, You know, you don't want to, you know, have your friends come. Oh, come on. Every day there's friends popping into my house for tea, for food. And your wife is expected to cook for them. That is not fair. That's not a sign of a happy marriage. Now, she's like a slave then, isn't she? Go and cook food for my friends. Go and make tea for my tea care if they come, once or twice a month, if they'll come to your house for a tea. You know, your wife will, inshallah, make food for them. She will make tea for them. But going to every day having different types of friends, that's not a good thing, is it? She needs some rest as well. And especially if she's going through a very difficult time, she's ill. Yeah. She still has to wake up and stand up and cook food for them, for your friends. So make sure, what kind of friends should you have? The scholars, they say that if you choose friends, then what you need to do is choose those friends that are God-fearing, those who fear Allah, you know, those who are pious, those who have taqwa, to choose these friends. And inshallah, when they do come to your house, there will be blessing in your home. Rather than getting friends and watching cricket at home, watching cartoons, you know, even cartoons I've seen people, our elders, yeah, watching movies at home, and then expecting your wife to cook food for them and all that, that is a no-no. That is a very, very disruptive thing for your happy marriage as well. And then the other thing is have fun. You know, have fun. Have a time where you can sit with your wife, the wife can sit with her husband, and they can talk, alhamdulillah, azawajal, about the good times, and you can start to plan. You know, look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to care for his wives. You know, for someone who is looking from outside, yeah, husband and wife sat there talking amongst themselves and alhamdulillah enjoying the moments that they have. Because like I mentioned, my dear Islam brothers, life is very short. We're here today, we'll be gone tomorrow. And you're going to, you know, regret it. And you're going to say to yourself, I wish I had time that I spend with my family and my wife as well. The next part, a very important thing, is being faithful. It is commanded by Allah that we be faithful to our spouses. Adultery is a capital crime in Islam that is punishable by death. However, there are various forms of unfaithful behavior prevalent among some Muslims. Yeah, be faithful to your wife. Ma'azallah, flirting with other women outside or flirting with other men outside, ma'azallah, that is not a remedy for a happy marriage. That is a remedy for destruction. And astaghfirullah, those people who will be flirting, having, you know, affairs with other women and other men, you know, how can you justify this in the court of Allah? How are you going to stand on the day of judgment in front of Allah? Maybe people will not find out. People will not find out. No one knows, yeah, that you are doing this on the side. You're leading a double life. Why are you doing that? Be faithful to your wife. Is we need to understand that if I be unfaithful to my husband or my wife, yeah, they can be unfaithful to me as well. And it's happened many times where, you know, the husband was having an affair with another woman, and the woman found out, his wife found out, and she started having an affair with another man. And then when he comes down, how dare you go outside the house? Why are you doing that same? You did the same as well. You were not faithful to her. So what goes around comes around. So why are you arguing now? And then what happens? The whole family breaks up. And then who loses at the end? If you have children, sadly they lose at the end. So it's a very, very important issue that we be, you know, good to our wives. We need to be good to our friends, our husbands. And if we are not, then we need to understand that on the day of judgment, we will be answerable to Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we will listen to the daily hadith. And now, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to have a very beautiful package regarding significance of salah in Islam, a very beautiful package. So let's go and watch this beautiful package. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, grant me anything that's most pleasing.
The special views of Mother Nation, offering salah is farb upon us 5 times a day. And remember, there are so many blessings of offering salah. Salah brings barakah. Salah brings blessings. Salah increases sustenance. Salah is the key to Jannah. And it will be, inshallah, means of light in our dark grave. At the same time, inshallah, this will be noor for us on Pul Sirat, Bridge of Sirat. But remember, the one who does not offer salah, it's also a great missing in his life, and it is a grave sin also. Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh mentions in Fatawa Razawiyah, the one who intentionally misses a single salah becomes deserving of staying in hell for 1,000 years until he repents and does its qada. Allahu Akbar. So respective views of Madani Channel, can you imagine that just one salah, if someone misses, then astaghfirullah, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is displeased, then he'll have to stay for 1,000 years in Jahannam, in hellfire. May Allah forbid. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah protect us. But do you know what is the lightest punishment in the hellfire? Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned, the lightest punishment, the person who will have hellfire will be such that he'll be given to wear the shoes made of fire, and his body's mind will boil like water in the kettle. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect all the believers from the fire of hell. And may Allah give us tawfiq and ability that we offer salah 5 times a day. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, the importance of salah. As we know as Muslims, namaz, salah is very, very important part of our life and a very, very important pillar. You can say the most important pillar in Islam. After someone has embraced Islam, has accepted Islam, the most important thing is salah, namaz. So may Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us to be punctual and to offer our salah regularly as well. Now, it's mashallah azawajal, what we need to do is, I just got a few things that I want to also mention regarding a happy family life. The other thing is being fair. Usually when we are angry or displeased, we tend to not play fair. You know, for you might be, you know, mashallah start to swear at your wife, or the wife starts to swear at the husband. You know, be fair at that time. We don't use such words that will break the heart of our spouse as well. Do not be unjust. Only because you're the husband of the house, only because you have authority, only because you are stronger than her, doesn't mean that you have authority. You do have an authority as being a husband, but you have to be justful. You know, if there was something that happened at home and it was your mum's fault, your dad's fault, your sister's fault, your brother's fault, then don't take their sides and ma'azallah be unjust towards your wife. Sit down. Obviously, I'm not asking you to go and shout at your mom and dad, why did you do that? No, just sit with your wife and explain to her, sit with your mom and dad and explain to them what the situation is. And inshallah, so once you make the justful decision, it's going to make life much easier. The last thing that you want is to blame your wife. Always her fault, always her fault. Then what's going to happen? You're going to put her down. You know, and then she might start to feel that you're always being unjust to her. And then what's going to happen is then things are going to get further and further apart from, and the whole family, you see, there'll be a, you know, the structure will start to break away. And when the structure starts to break away, you know, believe me, it's very hard to get that back again. Always to use words such as never and always when describing the behavior of the partner is unfair and it puts others on the defensive. Yeah, you say, always it's your fault. Never will I listen to you. Always it's your fault. So once you start to discuss these kind of things, then what is going to happen is you're going to make things really bad for them as well. So please make sure that, you know, be just to your family, be just to them. And if there's anything that is going wrong in the family, sit down and as a gentleman, you know, says as a man, try to resolve them. There is nothing that is never going to be resolved. Everything can be resolved. And the way that you can resolve them is the way when you sit down and when you talk to each other. The other thing is finance. One of the most common points of contention in marriages is money. Experts tell us that 80% of marital conflicts are about money. Yeah, it's about finance. You're not giving your wife, if you are the bread earner, you're not giving her, you know, enough money so that she can, you know, you expect to come back home and, you know, I want this, I want that, I want fruit, I want this burger, I want this, I want that. You haven't given anything for her, you know, to her to buy anything. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, stories do come out that, you know, a husband gives 10 or 20 pounds a week for shopping to his wife. Come off it, man. Which planet are we living on? Yeah. 10, 20 pounds, even 50 pounds is not enough. Yeah. To have a shopping. If you know, if there's children as well, you know what children are like. She might be going shopping and children will be grabbing that. You know, and mashallah, subhanallah, if you've got a good income, then make sure, and I'm not saying that, you know, give everything, you know, make sure that, you know, they have a good food as well. You know, you need to make sure that they have good food. I'm not talking about expensive food. I'm not saying to you, go and take them to the restaurant every single day and splash out 150 to 100 pounds every week. I'm not even saying that. But what their due right is, you need to give them to them. If you want a good life in home, may, you know, finance it, you know, sit properly. Don't be splashing out money on your friends. Splash it out on your family. Don't buy any gifts for your friends. You know, just you might be buying a risala or a booklet or something, you know, good that will benefit them. But going out and say, oh, I'm going to give you a good gift, man. You buy them an expensive watch. And when your wife is asking for some for children clothes, you start saying, eh, why are the expensive clothes? So please make sure it should be remembered that the wife's money in Islam is hers to do with what she pleases. If your wife also works as well, yeah, her money is her money. She is not responsible to run the house. But that doesn't mean that the wife can't help out with the husband. Again, it works both ways. And mashallah, I know a lot of, you know, mashallah, Islamic sisters who do have a relationship where they earn the money and they'll give it to their husbands as well. I've got a very beautiful promo that I want to show you. And inshallah, so let's watch this promo because we've still got Ghulam Rasool to watch as well. And we're going to have that nearly to the end of the program, inshallah. Let's watch this promo. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
There are many ways to earn the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and reward from His court. Let me share with you an idea where you can earn huge amounts of reward. Yes, all you have to do is to support what you are watching right now. Yes, Madani Channel. Imagine, your donation will be used to raise the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In order to mention the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to mention the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to say the naat of Mustafa, to explain the tafsir of Quran and sharh of hadith, to distribute the knowledge and wisdom to the world. You can imagine a great cause and its reward waiting for you in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You can set up a standing order onto these details and support your beloved Madani channel.
Dawat Islami UK Madani channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363450. IBAN GB67LOYD30977334363456 0 BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this promo was about Dawat Islami and funding for Dawat Islami. Madani Channel is in front of you. The programs that Madani Channel has are amazing. Have you ever watched a channel that you can sit at home and you cry in the fear of Allah? Madani Channel is that channel. Have you ever been in a situation where you are sat at home and you cry in the love of the Prophet Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Madani channel is that channel. Have you ever been in a situation where you are at home and you feel so uneasy, you feel so unhappy, but by watching Madani channel and especially the Madani Muzakara of Amir Ahle Sunnat, it brings a smile to your face. This is what Madani channel is about. And Madani channel, we need your help. Thousands of pounds, near 30 to 40,000 pounds a month is that we pay for Madani channel. And then we've got the overheads that are separate as well. So please, whatever you can donate, try to donate towards Madani channel so that we can continue. Alhamdulillah, you know, we're not a channel that every year, you know, what we'll do is every single day we'll have, you know, a fund collection. We don't have that on Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, we want to give you that knowledge. We want to give you the beauty of Islam as it is. And, you know, obviously we can't never do justice, but inshallah, at least we can try. So, but we need your support. We need your help in this as well. So inshallah, Azawajal, you saw the bank details on there. So please try to donate as much as possible towards Madani channel so that we can continue with this beautiful Madani work. As well as that, alhamdulillah, many other departments of Dawat Islami, you know, that need floods of funding as well. We've got the madrasa, we've got the jami'ah, we're building new massages all to around the world. And alhamdulillah, azawajal, we call it thalassemia, you know, this disease that we're trying to eradicate. You know, we're trying to put a nearly, you know, millions of trees around the world, and that it needs money, doesn't it? But alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, mashallah, people are donating towards this cause as well. May Allah Ta'ala bless them and reward them. I've got Ghulam Rasool at the end, inshallah. I want to really watch Ghulam Rasool because I love it myself as well. So let's watch Ghulam Rasool and then we'll come to the closing remarks of our topic today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaniz Fatima, slowly.
Why are you in a hurry? People in the house can get worried because of this.
Stop, Kaniz Fatima.
Our Islam teaches us the manners of entering the house.
Manners of entering the house?
Yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Our beautiful religion teaches us manners for everything. So listen, before entering home, recite this dua after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم إني أسألك خير المولج وخير المخرج بسم الله ولجنا وبسم الله خرجنا وعلى الله ربنا توكلنا. After that, enter the house with the right foot first. Then say salam to the family members and enter the house. And if there's no one at home, then say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, Kaniz Fatima, will you remember these things?
Why not, Brother Ram Rasul? First of all, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then enter with the right foot. Then say Salam. If there's no one at home, then say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh wow, spinach! I just love spinach. But Brother Ram Rasool told me that we have to wash our hands and mouth before eating.
Mashallah! But Kaniz Fatima, you have to change your clothes. Take your shoes off, put them on the shoe rack, wash your hands and face, and then eat. Otherwise, the school uniform can get dirty if you don't change it.
Okay, Brother Ram Rasool, I'll be right back.
Dear children, today we learnt that we should end home with Bismillah and the right foot, and also say Salam. You too, make this your habit and earn loads of reward.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal, Ghulam Rasool there teaching us about some beautiful manners and etiquettes of entering the house. And we also learned that we had very beautiful dua as well. And that brings us neatly to the end of our program as well. We were discussing today about a happy marriage. That was our main topic. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, listen to one thing. If you have a problem in your family, you know, there will be people that you might be approaching. And instead of helping you, they're going to take you more further and further away from your family. You know, there are sadly people about who are, you know, there just to break up marriages. So please make sure that you always make the right decision. And always, whatever we've discussed today, to think about the feelings of the other person as well. And also, give freedom to your family in a sense that they can breathe their own as well. Obviously, you've got to keep an eye out because you are the leader of the house, especially when in internet at home. Don't give them freedom and give them that free choice to do whatever they want. Have rules and regulations in the house. I'm sure, inshallah, Azawajal, if them rules and regulations are according to the deen, they will enjoy that as well. Jazakallah khaira for watching today's program, inshallah, Azawajal. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.